When some composers find their musical style, they stick with it throughout their careers, confident in the fact that their style is sincere and personal. J.S. Bach, Brahms, Sir Edward Elgar, and Maurice Ravel would be examples. But other composers start out in one musical style that they then modify or reject for any number of reasons. They've changed, the social and political circumstances have changed, or they're just not expressing themselves in what and how they feel they should. Like Beethoven, Arnold Schoenberg, Prokofiev, and more recently, the Spanish-American composer Leonardo Balada. Hello, I'm Rick Phillips, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. This one featuring a new Naxos recording of three orchestral works by Leonardo Balada. He was born in Barcelona in 1933. After early music studies there, he emigrated to the United States to study in New York at the Juilliard School of Music, graduating in 1960. His teachers at Juilliard included Aaron Copland, Igor Markevich, and Vincent Persichetti. In 1970, Balada joined the faculty of the Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh and is still professor of composition there. He became a U.S. citizen in 1981. Balada's early music had a neoclassical style, but in the 1960s he became dissatisfied with it and developed a more progressive avant-garde approach. Maybe his collaborations in New York with the surrealistic painter and fellow Spaniard Salvador Dali had an influence. But in the 1970s, Balada underwent another stylistic transformation by mixing tonality with atonality, and incorporating folk ingredients from a variety of cultures into his music. The old with the new, the abstract with the ethnic. He explained these musical transformations in an interview at the time. I quote, "If I go to Andalusia and choose to wear a Cordobas hat, or a cowboy hat in Texas, or no hat at all on Wall Street, I will still be recognized as me, provided that my personality emerges in spite of my disguise." Close quote. Balada's opera Christopher Columbus was premiered in 1989 in his hometown of Barcelona, starring Spanish tenor José Carreras and Spanish soprano Montserrat Caballé. It brought him to worldwide attention, exposing him as one of the leading composers of his generation. He has composed operas, symphonies, concertos, choral, vocal, chamber, and solo instrumental music for such distinguished artists as Alicia de la Rocha, Andrés Segovia, and Ángel Romero. The Naxos label has recorded several albums of a variety of music by Balada. The latest features the Symphony No. 6, subtitled Symphony of Sorrows, the Concerto for Three Cellos, subtitled A German Concerto, and the Steel Symphony. The Barcelona Symphony and Catalonia National Orchestra, the Galicia Symphony Orchestra, and the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra are conducted by Jesus López Cobos and Eivind Gulberg Jensen. The cellists in the concerto are Hans Jakob Eschenberg, Michael Sanderling, and Wolfgang Emanuel Schmidt. The Symphony No. 6 was commissioned in 2005 by the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra to mark the 70th anniversary of the start of the Spanish Civil War in 1936. In one movement, about 20 minutes long, it was dedicated to the innocent victims of that war, was premiered by the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra in 2006, and carries the subtitle Symphony of Sorrows. The work is not programmatic, nor does it take any sides. There are no winners in war. But Balada tried to capture two aspects of any war, the brutality, despair, and fear, as well as desolation, suffering, and intimacy. March-like rhythms dominate much of the work, and a two-note melodic interval is heard throughout, almost an obsession, suggesting the hopelessness and futility of all wars. Hints of two hymns are also suggested, one the flag song of the Republican forces in the Spanish Civil War, and the other linked with the armies of General Franco. Thank you. part of the Symphony No. 6, Symphony of Sorrows by Leonardo Balada, from a new Naxos release. The Galicia Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. The second of three works on this new Naxos release is the Concerto for Three Cellos and Orchestra by Balada, subtitled A German Concerto. This work, composed in 2006, is a good example of Balada's style of combining avant-garde techniques with folk-related ideas that I mentioned earlier, the abstract and the ethnic. The subtitle, A German Concerto, stems from the use of a German song, Die Moorsoldaten, or the Moor Soldiers, or Peat Bog Soldiers. The song was composed in 1933 by an unknown prisoner in a German concentration camp. It made its way to Spain with German volunteers who came to help with the fight against General Franco in the Spanish Civil War. Although in one continuous movement, like the Symphony No. 6, the concerto is in three sections, painting an emotional musical portrait of Germany in the 20th century, from sadness and tragedy to hope and brilliance. The three cello soloists get to shine both individually and collectively, sometimes lyrically and sometimes virtuosic. In the first section, the German song is presented vaguely by the three cellos up high, like a cry. Gradually, the music grows more hopeful until the German song becomes clear. In the third section, the music grows even more optimistic and a folk-inspired march develops with the simulation of an accordion. Music from the Concerto for Three Cellos, a German Concerto by Leonardo Balada. The cellists were Hans Jakob Eschenberg, Michael Sanderling, and Wolfgang Emanuel Schmidt. The Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Ivan Gulberg Jensen. Those soloists and orchestras are also the dedicatees of the concerto. It's on a new Naxos release of orchestral music by Leonardo Ballada. The third work on this release is the Steel Symphony, composed in 1972, shortly after Ballada settled in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to teach composition at Carnegie Mellon University. Pittsburgh was one of the leading U.S. centers for steel production through most of the 20th century. During the 1980s, the steel industry began to falter and wane, but when Ballada moved to Pittsburgh the decade before, it was still going strong. He was drawn to the power of the factories and the people working in them. The Steel Symphony is dedicated to steelworkers around the world. The work contains a myriad of rhythms, polyrhythms, and pulsations reflecting the sounds heard in steel plants. But it is not a mere imitation of these sounds. The composer hoped to reflect the poetry and drama of the factories and their workers. It begins unconventionally as a repeated rhythmic figure emerges out of the usual tuning of the orchestral musicians. As the music progresses, the dominance of rhythmic patterns is heard, almost like a monument to the steel industry. By the end, all the dissonance eventually turns into a consonant unison, down to a single note. From the Steel Symphony by Leonardo Ballada, the Barcelona Symphony and Catalonia National Orchestra was conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. That's from a new Naxos release of orchestral music by Leonardo Ballada. It contains the Symphony No. 6, Symphony of Sorrows, the Concerto for Three Cellos, a German concerto, and the Steel Symphony. The Barcelona Symphony and Catalonia National Orchestra and the Galicia Symphony Orchestra are conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. In the concerto, the soloists are cellists Hans Jakob Eschenberg, Michael Sanderling, and Wolfgang Emanuel Schmidt, with the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Ivan Gulberg Jensen. For details or more information, visit Naxos.com or NaxosMusicLibrary.com. I'm Rick Phillips.